Brothers and sisters,
各位弟兄姐妹早。
Thank the Lord for the hymn that we just heard.
我们为刚才所听到的美妙的诗歌献上感谢。
And I hope that as we hear songs like that, do we respond and say Amen?
我希望当我们每一个人在听到听那些他们唱诗的时候，我们心里应和说。
That the living water that comes to us because of Jesus Christ, those who thirst will never be thirsty again.
我们之所以有将活水的泉源是从主耶稣基督来的。他应许说，喝了活水，就那样的水就永远不渴。
I was recently thinking about some of these TV shows that we used to watch, and there was one that came to mind that was very popular many years ago.
最近我在想一些有些很流行的很受欢迎的电视节目。
Do you guys remember, I think they still have them, they are called reality shows, reality TV shows.
那么有一些电视节目是关于真人真事的。
And one was called John and Kate Plus 8.
那么有一个电视节目的就是刚才你们听到的。
这个约翰他们 John 跟 Kate, 这个夫妻加八 okay? And it showed the life of a married couple.
这个里头讲的是一对夫妻。
And one year they had twins.
有一年他们生了一个生了双胞胎。
And then 4 years later,
那么四年之后呢
they had sextuplets.
然后他们有六
which means they had
六胞胎
six children at one time.
他们有六胞胎
so those of you who are,
他们一下生了六个孩子。
So those of you who are better at math than me,
所以如果你们的数学算数比我好
that's six plus two, that's how many children?
那么他们一共
eight children.
有八个孩子。
That surpasses Pastor James and his family.
就像范长老的家庭。
And what they did, and I don't think Pastor James would allow this.
那么他们怎么做呢？我想在范长老的家里是不
允许有这种
情况
的。They allowed the TV stations to bring in cameras all over their house.
他们让这个电视制作小组的人。把摄影机带到他们家里来。
And to see the fun, but also the chaos of raising a family of eight children.
把他们这个养抚养八个孩子的这些忙乱欢乐的情景都拍下来。
Believe it or not, there was another show at this time.
也许你不相信，现在正有另外一个。
And that show was called 19 Kids and Counting.
那么这现在正在播出的这个节目是讲一个有十九个孩子的家庭。
And the whole point of these shows,
那么这一种电视节目的目的是
was to actually let everyone see the fun and the problems, the chaos of the families.
是要把这样的大家庭里的这个生活上的一些忙乱还有一些问题或者一些欢乐都展现在大庭广众。
In fact, there were a lot of criticisms that these families were not that healthy.
那么这样就激起了一些批评他们看到了这些这个家庭里头的情况之后，他们说这样的家庭里头的确有很多问题。
And in fact, different scandals arose.
那么也有很多的丑闻就因此发生了。
And what was discovered was there were problems within the children as they were growing up.
他们所报道的所展现的就是在孩子长大的过程当中，出现了一连串的问题。
And there are problems within the couple.
或者是夫妻之间的问题。
Even between the parents and the children.
甚至是父母跟孩子之间的问题。
Well, I'm sure many of us do not come from families with that many siblings.
我相信在座的很多人，原来的并不是从这么大的一个家庭里头。
But anyone who does come from a larger family with multiple children will know that a lot of times it's not that easy to love one another.
但是如果我们是从一个相对比较大的家庭中长大的，那么我们就会发现，在这样的家庭当中，彼此相处不是那么容易。
Sometimes you could be like best friends with your sibling.
兄弟姐妹之间，有的时候可能成为最好的朋友。
And at other times, the worst enemies.
但是有的时候会成为。可能成为不共戴天的死敌。
But of course, I don't think the issue is really how large a family is.
但是我认为，问题的关键不在家中成员人数的多少。
There are families with two children.
有些家庭只有两个孩子。
Or a family with only one child.
或者有些家庭甚至只有一个独生子女。
And the family still does not get along.
但是家人之间还是不能和睦相处。
In fact, the issue of not getting along with others,
其实家人之间彼此不能合处，不能和睦相处的关键的问题
occurs with almost any group of people.
其实也出现在各种不同的群体当中。
Think about all the different groups of people that you're with.
我们就想一想我们曾经接触过的不同的人的群体。
How about at school?
比方说在学校。
How about at work?
比方说在工作的场所。
How about with relatives or other friends?
比方说跟你的亲戚或者是朋友。
And think of those people that really bother you.
然后你可以想一想那些让你觉得很烦的人。
Can you think of someone like that right now? Someone who really bothers you, someone who annoys you.
你现在能不能就想起有这么一个人呢？他们让你觉得很烦，让你觉得很讨厌。
And so I don't think the problem is really with any large family. I think the problem is just with any group of people.
所以我认为问题不在一个家庭并不只是产生在家庭大家庭当中其实在人类的任何的一个群体之中都可能出现这样的问题
Even within the church
甚至于在教会里
你不相信啊你要说好Yes, even within the church
甚至在教会
If you have been a Christian even for a short amount of time,
如果你是一位基督徒，即使你只当了一段很短时间的基督徒以后，
it doesn't take long for you to find out that it's not that easy to get along with every brother or sister in the church.
不久你就马上发现要跟弟兄姐妹们相处不是一件容易的事情。
The church is called a what? A spiritual family.
教会被称作是一个属灵的家。
Which means that you sitting next to each other are brothers and sisters in Christ if you have faith in Jesus.
意思就是说跟你排排坐的那些人都是你主内的弟兄姐妹。
But let's face it.
但是让我们面对一个事实。
There are people sitting in the church that are just so different from us, different from you.
在教会里头跟你排排坐做礼拜的人其实有可能跟你非常非常不一样。
Different backgrounds.
他们来自与你不同的家庭
，different
personalities.不同的个性
different ways of doing things
不同的处事的方式
we shouldn't be surprised that there are people that annoy us or even bother us and frustrate us
所以当我们发现有人让我们觉得很烦让我们觉得常常觉得受挫折其实我们不应该觉得很奇怪
in fact this is the reason why many people leave a church
事实上这是很多人离开教会的一个原因。
Or if they don't leave the church, they begin to create a division in the church.
或者如果他们不离开教会，那么他们之间他们就会自己搞自己的小圈子。
And because of this division, and church eventually may split.
因为教会之中弟兄姐妹们意见的分歧，最后就造成教会的分裂。
So when brothers and sisters don't have the right relationships,
所以如果教会弟兄姐妹之间的关系不和睦，没有正确的关系，
it can lead to unhealthy churches.
那么就会形成一个不健全的教会。
And I wonder if any of you would like to know what it takes to have a healthy church with right relationships.
我不知道你们是不是有兴趣知道如果我们要有一个健全的教会，需要具备什么样的条件。
I don't think any of us want to be creating an unhealthy church.
我想我们在座的没有一个人有心要产生一个不健全的教会。
With some buried hidden angers and resentment towards a brother and sister in the church.
内心有一些对弟兄姐妹们有一些怨恨。
So what are some of the right relationships of a healthy church?
所以在一个健全的关系、健全的教会之中，有些什么样的？
Grab your Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
请翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
And we'll ask God to help us this morning.
我们要先求神帮助我。
Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
The church belongs to you. It is under your name.
教会是以你的名存在的，是属于你的。
We are a flock of sheep that belong to you, the good shepherd.
我们是你的羊，你是我们的牧人。
And yet, inevitably, whenever people are together, albeit Christians,
可是当一群人甚至是基督徒在一起的时候，
it is inevitable that there can lead to dissensions and problems among people.
意见的分歧，甚至教会的分裂，似乎就是不可避免的。
And we pretend to be polite.
我们在表面上似乎彼此对彼此都很客气。
But inside, we might know that the relationships are wrong.
但是在我们的内心，我们知道我们跟对方的关系不是那么的好。
And so would we ask, Lord, that you soften our heart this morning?
所以求主今天能够软化我们的心。
That your spirit can speak to us and shape us like clay in your hands.
让我们的心能够让神的灵在我们当心中动工，让我们让像泥土一样的接受你的塑造。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Here we are in our, we're continuing on our sermon series through 1 Thessalonians.
所以我们今天的讲道是从前面几个月来的，还是一系列有关帖撒罗尼迦前书的。
And here we are in towards the end of the letter.
现在我们来到帖撒罗尼迦前书的最后一章了。
So remember that this is a group of, are they older Christians?
所以请问这群基督徒信徒，他们是老基督徒或者已经信了很久的基督徒吗？
No? Yes or no? Yes or no? Okay, everybody wake up a little bit. Okay, yes or no? No. Okay, they are not. They are a group of new believers.
他们还是一群灵命相对比较幼嫩的基督徒。
Did they have a terrible testimony or did they have a beautiful testimony?
他们的见证是很糟糕的还是很美好的
？Okay, which one? Beautiful testimony.
他们都有很美的见证。
So this is a church going in the right direction.
所以这个教会是朝正确的方向迈进的。
I believe they were a healthy church.
我相信他们是个健全的教会。
But in this last section, it's almost as if Paul is reminding them to continue to be this healthy church with a beautiful testimony.
到了这封信的最后一部分保罗在提醒他们，让他们继续不断地往那个正确的方向迈进。
He knows that they, like us, most of us were not friends before God brought us together by His grace.
因为保罗知道那些信徒们就像我们一样，他们在成为基督徒信主以前，他们并不是朋友。
I mean, there are some people here, that were literally almost born at the church. Raise your hand if you were like born. Okay, yeah, there's like two people that were literally almost born right here in that chair, right there.
就像我们这个教会一样，其中有一些人，他们是在这个教会在的时候才出生的。
Right, and but most of the rest of us, we weren't friends before God brought us together as brothers and sisters.
那么对其他的人而言，在主耶稣把我们放在一起之前，我们并不是朋友。
Some of you wouldn't want to be my friend.
你们当中有些人可能不要做我的朋友。
When my wife heard from different people about how I used to be.
当我的太太从别人那边听到我以前是什么样子
She said, I would have hated you in high school.
她就说如果我是在中学的时候认识你我会恨你
I would not want to be your friend.
我绝对不会想要做你的朋友
There are some of you who maybe if I was honest, I probably wouldn't be your friend.
那么坦白说你们当中有些人如果是我的意思我可能不要跟你们当朋友。
But Paul knows that this church, these young believers were brought together by God's grace.
但是保罗知道这一群以前彼此并不认识的人是因为主被放在一起的。
And he's going to tell them how to, what kind of relationship they're supposed to have to keep the church healthy.
所以现在保罗要告诉他们他们当应该保持什么样的关系这样子他们的教会才会继续的茁壮。
Because you actually see that in verse 13, right at the end, that's kind of the middle of these verses, it actually says, be at peace among yourselves.
在今天这段经文的中间我们看到这么一句话，你们也要彼此和睦。
So how do you 和睦 ？How do you be at peace？
那么你们应该怎么样才算是和睦呢
？Well, the first thing that Paul wants to draw their attention to，
保罗让我们所注意的第一件事情是
，is that a healthy church has right relationships with their leaders。
首先一个健全的教会他们的成员弟兄姐妹跟他们的牧者一定有良好的关系。
Okay. So the key relationship that they need to keep right is the relationship with their leaders.
所以首先这样的教会
let's look at verse 12.
牧者一定有很好的关系。
Says, We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you.
我们看第十二节，弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人， 就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。
And to esteem them very highly in love because of their work.
要又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们。
Be at peace among yourselves.
你们也要彼此和睦。
You know, historically, the church has had a tendency to swing between the two extremes of when it comes to relationships with their leaders.
有关教会的成员跟他们的牧者之间的关系，在教会历史上，我们看到有两个极端，而这个教会里头是在这两个极端当中摆动。
On one hand,
在一方面。
The church might have a tendency to elevate the leaders too high.
我们看见有些教会会
elevate 提高太高了。
他们会搞个人崇拜，他们把他们的牧者当作是十全十美的。
哦、yeah. oh, ，你刚才说崇拜。
个人崇拜
yes, is that true? Sometimes when a church has a really good and godly leader,
因为有些教会的确是有很多是有好的，还有敬虔的牧者的。
And then the tendency, like the translator just said right here, is almost a personal worship of that leader.
那么很可能这个教会里的弟兄姐妹就会非常的崇拜那个传道人，认为他是个完人。
This is certainly not God's intention.
当然这绝对不是神的心意。
In fact, I remember one of my seminary professors always saying this.
我记得我在神学院的一位教授常常这么说。
Pastors.
牧者们。
Okay.Like you guys are okay. Always remember that Jesus is the ultimate good shepherd of the church.
你们一定要记住，那个主耶稣是教会的那个最大的好牧人。
You are an under shepherd to Jesus.
你们是在他之下的小牧人。
Or as Elder Chu would remind me.
或者就像朱长老以前会提醒我的
He would say a good shepherd
他会说一个好牧者
directs the flock's attention to God and not himself
把他那些把他的羊的注意力是转移到那位主耶稣基督的身上、mm-hmm. 而不是在他们本人的身上。
But the problem is when you have a really good and godly shepherd,
但是如果一个教会有一个很好的而且敬畏神的牧者的时候
the tendency of people is to, what you said, personally almost worship them.
那么这个教会可能就会有一个倾向，就是他们过于崇拜那位传道人了。
Not God's design.
那么这个不是神的设计。
On the other hand,
在另外一方面，另外一个极端
the church has a tendency
教会有某些教会有这么一个趋势
to view its leaders as unnecessary
认为他们的传道人是可有可无的。
We don't need our pastors.
我们不需要牧师。
I mean, people probably don't sound like that, right? But, We don't need our elders, really.
我们也不这么需要我们的长老。
In fact, I don't need anyone to shepherd over my life.
我不需要任何人来牧养我。
I'm not going to listen to their admonishment for my life.
我不必听他们对我的生活上的一些劝诫。
I don't need a shepherd over my life.
我不需要有一位牧者来监督我的生活。
This too is not God's design.
那么这个极端也不是神的心意。
God's design is that there would be leaders in the church.
神的设计是一个教会 必须有领导的人。
That's why he told Titus, ordain elders in every city.
这就是为什么他告诉提多说，你要在各城设立设立长老。
And that's why he told the elders in Ephesus in the book of Acts.
这也是为什么在以弗所书，他在
Acts 4。How do you say Acts? 使徒行传。
在使徒行传。
He told the elders of the church in Ephesus.
他告诉以弗所教会的长老们说。
Elders.
长老们啊。
I've chosen you to oversee the church.
我选择你们拣选你们来监督。我的教会
and to shepherd the flock of God.
来牧养神的群羊。
So Paul is saying to them, to this church in Thessalonica,
所以保罗因此就这么对帖撒罗尼迦教会的人说，
These are the people that I have called out among you to shepherd you.
这些人是神呼召出来管理牧养你们的。
You are not to disregard them.
你不可以忽视他们。
And you are not to worship them.
但是你也不可以过分的崇拜
他们。So in verse 12 and 13 it says, you are to respect them and esteem them very highly in love.
你们该做的是第十二节，在主里面敬重那在你们中间。
And verse 13, to esteem them very highly in love.
第十三节，用爱心格外尊重他们。
Why?
为什么？
Because of their age?
因为他们的年纪比你们长吗？
Because of their degree?
因为他们的学位比你们高吗？
No.
不是的。
Paul says, because of their labor among you.
保罗说是因他们所做的工。
Because they are over you.
因为他们是管理你们的。
Okay. 管理你们 I think the Chinese might be a little bit misleading.
我想这个管理或者是十二节的治理可能翻译的有点不太。
Yeah. Like, 治理你们 kind of like rule over you, right? Or govern you.
管理或治理这样的翻译可能不太妥帖，因为它的含义好像就是管辖。
But the original word proistemi really means to lead, to protect, to care for.
在希腊原文里头，它的意思其实是领导、保护、关怀。
So over and over again in the New Testament, you see the picture of shepherds.Are to lead and to protect and to care over your spiritual lives, your life.
所以在新约全书里，我们一而再、再而三的看见，牧者就是来领导、来保护、来关怀的。
And so these verses are saying, if they are faithful to labor among you,
所以这段经文告诉我们，如果他们对他们的工作很忠心的话，
If they are leading and protecting you,
如果他们领导你们保护你们，
If they are admonishing you with God's word, correcting you,
如果他们用神的话劝诫你们或者纠正你们的过失，
Then your response is to respect them and to esteem them highly in love.
那么你们就应该格外尊重他们。
Pastor John MacArthur says this. It's really nice.
MacArthur 牧师曾经说过这么一段话。
You know, these two verses speak of the issue of the relationship between pastors and people, shepherds and sheep.
他说这两段经文所说明了牧者跟牧师跟群众还有牧者跟羊群之间的关系。
And as he's preaching to his own church, he says, "Beloved, I say to you, this is where health in the church begins."
教会的健全是从这一点开始做起的。
Nothing is more devastating to the spiritual progress of a church than an unwholesome relationship between the shepherds and the sheep.
能够阻碍、妨碍或者扼杀一个教会灵命长进最具有最大的破坏力的，莫过于牧者跟羊群之间不和谐，关系不和谐。
I say amen to that.
我完全同意这句话。
A strong and healthy church in a church begins between the shepherds and the people.
要想建立一个强而健全的教会，必须首先从牧者跟信徒们之间的关系做起。
Second,
第二
what we see is that a healthy church has right relationships with one another, brothers and sisters, one another.
我们从这段经文中所看到的第二点，就是信徒们彼此之间要有正确的关系。
Okay, let's read verse 13, or the last part of verse 13 we said earlier.
我们看第十三节的下半段。
Be at peace among yourselves.
你们也要彼此和睦。
And we urge you, brothers, that word brothers is brothers and sisters.
我们又劝弟兄们，当然包括姐妹们。
Yeah, the original word actually is brothers and sisters. Admonish the idle.
要警戒不守规矩的人。
Encourage the faint-hearted.
勉励灰心的人。
Help the weak.
扶助软弱的人。
Be patient with them all.
也要向众人忍耐。
See that no one repays evil for evil.
你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以以恶报恶。
But always seek to do good to one another and to everyone.
或是彼此相待，或是待众人，常要追求良善。
You see, what I want you to pay attention to is that there's these many different action words here. What are the different action words you see?
我要你们特别注意的就是在这段经文当中有几个表示行动的字眼、
verbs, right?
或者在语法上的动词。
And the first one we see,
首先我们看到的是
And remember, Paul is writing this part to brothers and sisters to minister to one another.
我们要记得保罗是用这段经文这段来劝勉弟兄姐妹们要彼此
And the first one that we see is one to admonish the idle.
首先第一点我们看到的保罗说要警戒不守规矩的人。
Now the Chinese sounds a little different from the English.
那么中文的翻译和本的翻译跟英文的不太一样。
Yeah, I'm learning to figure out the Chinese. I'm learning it.
我现在正在学来学认识
with Google,
了解
with Google,
中文
Google Translate
我用Google 的
Because it says 不守规矩的人
不守规矩的人
And I can read Pinyin so I'm like okay But that doesn't seem right to me I'm not sure The original wordcan have a meeting like that. It's someone who's disruptive.
当然在希腊原文里头这段圣经的原文它的确有这样一个含义就是指那些惹是生非的人。
These are people who, are causing divisions in the church. They are disrupting the stability of the church.
这些人喜欢惹是生非这些人喜欢制造分裂。
But it also has a meaning of people who are idle. In English, we see the word idle.
但是呢，在希腊原文里头，这个字眼它也包含另外一个意思，就是闲懒、懒惰。
Or 懒惰 the lazy.
好，就是
懒
惰。懒
惰。Either way, there's an action word here.
不管怎么说，这是一个动词。
And the action word is to admonish.
所以这个动词就是要警戒那些人。
Okay, admonish means to set what has gone wrong to set it right.
那么所谓的警戒，它原文的意思就是纠正，把错的把它弄对了。
Or to provide a word of correction to someone who is kind of gone the wrong way.
或者用言语来纠正一个开始偏离正道的人。
You've gone wrong. I'm going to help correct you to come right.
所以Sarah 你做错了，我现在要让你回头走。
And there may be some people in this room that are too quick to, oh yeah, the Bible says, okay, I'm going to, 你要我这样子做，我 okay, 我可以这样做， I can start doing this.
那么在座的中间可能有些人一看到这句话就马上去做。
Oh, I can start admonishing people. Great, let's do it today.
不错，我现在可以开始警戒
For those people, I would say,Hey,
对这样的人
hey, slow down a bit.
我会劝他们慢下脚步来，别这么操之过急。
Pray about that.
你要先祷告。
Speak with gentleness and kindness and love.
你要用温和还有的态度还有爱心去对去。
But then there's some others in this room that are going to be like, what?Provide correction to someone else at church? I'm not equipped to do that.
那么在座的可能有另外一种人，他会觉得他自己不配去警戒他的弟兄姐妹。
Well, in Romans, Paul actually says to the Christians there, I am convinced that you are full of goodness.
但是罗马书保罗是这么告诉我们的，他说我相信你们是良善的。
You are filled with all knowledge.
我相信你们是有知识的。
And you are able, you are competent to instruct one another.
我相信你有这个能力去彼此警戒。
That's right. You are able under God's grace and by His word.
保罗说的不错。我们的确在有神的恩典借着神的话，我们有这个能力，有这个地位去警戒。
And so, brothers and sisters, we need to learn out of love and care and gentleness and wisdom.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，我们要学习。首先，我们需要有爱心，我们需要有智慧。
Provide admonishment.
来警戒。
And in this case, for those who are idle or creating disruptions.
警戒那些闲懒不做事的人，或者是惹是生非的人。
It says here to encourage the faint-hearted.
第二点，我们看到的动词是勉励。
So this word that we see is encourage.
所以这个字它所表示的是勉励。
There are those in our midst who become discouraged very easily.
因为在一个教会里头，有些弟兄姐妹是比较容易灰心的。
Those who are thinking the worst.
他们总是朝事情的最坏的方面想。
Prone to be worried and anxious.
他们很容易担忧，他们很容易焦虑。
And for those in the midst who are faint-hearted,
那么对这些灰心的人，
they don't need harsh words.
他们不需要，他们你不可以用严厉的字眼
来对他们说话。They don't need a constant
rebuking. 他们你不可以常常的对这些人责备他们。
Actually, I don't think anyone needs constant rebuking. Okay, for that matter.
其实不只是灰心的人，我想我们任何一个人都不想要有人一直责备我们或。
But these people need encouragement.
但特别是这样的人，灰心的人，他们需要的是鼓励。
They need a word of comfort from a brother or a sister.
他们需要从弟兄姐妹那边听到安慰的话语。
There was a time in my own life where I was going through kind of a difficult time.
有一段时间我
有一段很艰
难的时
间。I was carrying a lot of burdens.
我那个时候有很多的负担。
And I wasn't spiritually kind of growing on the right track.
在灵命上我也没有往正确的方向走。
And another believer in the church came to my side and gave me some very encouraging words.
那么那个时候有一位教会有一位信徒，他来到我的身边，他给我，他用话语来鼓励我。
I remember there were two other people who they wanted to help me, but they were only kind of criticizing me, kind of like rebuking me, telling me what I was doing wrong.
我也记得有另外两个人，他们是想要帮助我，
and、
但是他们用的方法是责备、批评。
And I know they love me, I know they care for me, but I couldn't hear it. It just didn't help me at all.
我知道他们是出于爱心。但是我那个时候就没有法子听下去。
But this other brother or sister who kind of came alongside me really gave me words to help refresh my soul.
对那些人的话我听不进去，但是呢，也有人他们就来到我的身边，用安慰的话来鼓励我。
This word encourage has the meaning of come alongside someone.
其实在希腊原文里头这个勉励这个字包含就是到一个人的身边。
So let me,
鼓励他。
So let me really give you some practical things to think about.
所以我现在想跟各位给各位一些比较具体的建议让你们想一想。
Here's a question. When was the last time you used your words to build someone up? When was the last time?
上一次你用话语建造弟兄或姐妹们是什么时候？
Because the Bible in Proverbs says, right, that our words can either bring life or death.
因为像箴言里头就告诉我们人的话他可以要不他就可以建造人，要不他就可以拆毁。
When do you use your words to build someone else up?
什么时候，上一次是什么时候你用你的话语建造他人？
I understand sometimes people don't want to use the words or I want to use my actions.
我知道有些人他们不喜欢用话语，
他们喜欢用行动。But the Bible says to use your words. This is encouraged with your mouth, with your words.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，有的时候我们需要用我们的嘴，需要用话语说话来勉励。
So right now,
所以现在你想一想
，Think about this. Who is someone in this spiritual family that you can think of right now?Now,
所以你现在你可以想一想，在这个属灵的大家庭里头，你能不能想到有一个人
that you can use your words in some way to cheer them up, to refresh their hearts, to comfort them?
你是可以用你的话语，来鼓舞他们，或者是振奋他们，或者是安慰他们的。
We always hear this, right? It's not just how do you say it in Chinese? Like, you know, 行为, you know, not just, how do you say it in Chinese? 不要只是只说不做或者是 you know, like, let's not just take this in for head knowledge right now. Let's actually apply it.
所以我们现在不仅仅是要有圣经的知识，而且我们要在日常生活上实
那个行为标志。Okay, you guys know what I'm saying, right? Like, there's a word that people always pray. Oh, 主不要让我们只是听到不行道。Yeah, that's a good translation over there. Okay, right? Let's not just 听到不行道。Let's not just hear the word of God. Let's actually put into action the word of God. Who is someone today?
所以现在你能不能想到某一个人？
Yeah, right. Yeah, I said something Chinese, right? Okay, good. Okay, so let's start practicing that. Maybe at lunchtime, maybe during the week.
有没有想到某一个人你可以用神的话语勉励他的，那么我们就可以在吃中饭的时候，或者是其他的 时间来身体来例行、
okay.
实践这样的教导。
So we have admonished.
所以我们
we have encouraged.
我们看到警戒，我们也看到勉励。
And now third, we see help the weak.
那么第三，我们有扶助。
We are called to help the weak.
神让我们扶助
The word
软弱的人。
Weak may mean physical.
这个所谓的软弱可能指的是肉体上的。
Mental.
或者心理上的。
Emotional.
或者情感
spiritual,
情绪上的。或者是灵命上的。
Weakness.
的软弱。
This third group of people is beyond faint-hearted.
这第三种人就是软弱的人，他们比灰心的人更严重一点。
They have completely run out of gas.
他们已经完全所谓没有燃料了。
They are exhausted, burned out.
他们精疲力竭了。
For one reason or another, they've become spiritually or physically or mentally just weak.
他们不管是基于什么样的原因，他们在体力上、精力上或者灵力上都变得相当软弱。
Maybe they've been hurt by someone else at church.
也许教会中某个人曾经伤害过他们。
Maybe things in life have really just been taking a toll on their life.
也许在他们的生命中，他们遭受过很严重的打击。
Whatever it is, they cannot keep going like they used to.
但是不管是基于什么样的原因，他们都软弱到不能够再像以前一样上前迈步了。
And often, these are the most easily overlooked in the church.
但是常常也正是这一群人教会是很容易被教会忽视的。
This brother or sister is coming in and coming out.
因为这样的人他们来来去去。
And they are just slipping into church and then slipping out of church.
他们常常悄悄地来然后悄悄地走。
They are hurting right now.
因为他们现在正承受很大的
伤害。And as the church is growing and moving, a lot of times they're overlooked.
然后当一个教会在成长当中的时候，就难免就忽略了这些人。
These Christians need more than an encouraging word.
这样的第三种人，他们所需要的不只是勉励的话语。
They need sacrifice and help.From another brother or sister who will devote themselves to them to help them get back on their feet again.
他们所需最需要的是有些弟兄姐妹能够帮助他们，能够做出为他们做出牺牲，来让他们再站起来。
Yes, the Greek word is actually holding on to tightly.
那么希腊原文的意思就是紧紧的抓住。
I'm going to support you, brother and sister. I'm going to hold on to you to help get you back on your feet again.
弟兄或者姐妹，我要支持你，我要紧紧的抓住你，我要支撑着你往前。
This requires taking time out of your life and sacrificing time to devote to that person.
这需要你做出时间上的牺牲，还有其他方面的牺牲，来帮助这个人。
More than just words.
这个他们所需要的不仅仅是话。
And they may not appreciate your sacrifice. That's what happens in a lot of ministries and church. People don't appreciate your sacrifice.
那么我们需要有心理准备。就是这样，当我们在扶助软弱的人的时候，他们不见得那个时候非常的感激我们。
And hopefully, when you serve or you give, you're not only thinking about, oh, they better appreciate what I'm doing for them. They better appreciate this.
那么教会的事工也常常遇到这样的问题。所以，当我们 在扶助软弱的人的时候，我们不应该心里先存着要对方感激的意思的想法。
Do you know how much I have sacrificed for you?
你不应该想，你难道不知道吗？我为你做出了多大的牺牲。
You know how much money I've given to you?
你难道不知道吗？我给了你多少钱？
How much time that I've taken out of my life to do this?
你难道不知道我付出了多大的时间在你身上吗？
No, that's not the heart of this here.
这个不是这段经文的意思。
Brothers and sisters, who is someone right now in this spiritual family that needs you to really sacrifice and care for them?
所以我们要想一想，在这个属灵的大家庭中，现在有没有哪个人需要我们关怀，需要我们做出
You need to be,
牺牲的。
You need to be sensitive.
我们需要对这样的人的需要非常的敏锐。
You have to have wisdom from God.
我们需要从神那儿得到智慧来帮助他们。
But brothers and sisters, you have a part in playing for the weak to be able to stand up again.
但是不管怎么样各位弟兄姐妹们，对软弱的人，我们都应该义不容辞的帮助他们。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
when we understand that we're a spiritual family,
当我们认识到我们是一个属灵的家庭的时候，
I mean, you think about serving, right? You always hear us preach and teach that Christians serve because they love God.
当我们听这个讲道的时候，总是听到我们要服侍。
But these verses really clarify what it means to serve brothers and sisters.
那么这段经文对所谓的服侍做出了很清楚的教导。
It shows us that when we gather together, it's not just about, oh, let's come together on just the Sunday.
这段经文告诉我们当我们所谓的服侍，不是说一群人就礼拜天再聚在一起。
It's not the one day of the week to get dressed up, look nice, and let's have our social club time.
不是说一天一个礼拜有一天我们穿戴的整整齐齐来到一个像一个社交俱乐部的地方。
So since it's any social club, I need to help out a little bit. I'll do a little bit here and there.
那么既然这是一个像一个社交俱乐部，那么我就帮帮忙吧。
No, these verses show the heart of serving within the church.
不是的，这段经文所讲的是彼此服侍的核心的。Mm-hmm.
The heart of loving and caring for the spiritual life and well-being of your brothers and sisters.
帮助用爱心来帮助别人，来为弟兄姐妹们的好处做出牺牲。这个的真意是什么？在这段经文里头告诉我们
了。It's a genuine, a very real care.For the spiritual life of someone else here. Do you care, genuinely care for the spiritual life of someone else in this family?
这是对教会这个属灵的大家庭中别的人的属灵上的需要一种出自内心的真诚的爱跟行动。
I know that some of us are just not used to this. 我就是不习惯这样子。
我知道，我们当中有人觉得我不习惯这样子。
All this talk about sensitivity and care. Oh, this is just not for me.
哦，这些这些挂在嘴边的什么关怀什么对别人有敏锐的心等等，这个不是我的。对我适合我的。
Well, it is
for you if you are part of the spiritual family of God.
但是我要告诉你们，如果你认为你是这个属灵大家庭的一个成员，那么你必须这么做。
And others might say, you know, I've done that before.
那么别的有人可能会说，我从前的确是这么做了。
I have opened up my heart.
我敞开我的心。
I have been involved of caring and serving other people.
我曾经很积极地参与过关怀的事情。
And you know what, Pastor?
但是牧师啊，你知道不知道？
I got hurt.
我受到伤害。
And it made me frustrated.
让我觉得很受挫折。
It gave me pain.
让我很痛苦。
Every time I work with other people in the church, it frustrates me, and people are too difficult to work with.
那么每一次我跟教会其他弟兄姐妹同工的时候，他们总是让我觉得很受挫折。
Well, look at the very last part, and that's what we're going to end with.
那么我们现在就来看这段经文的最后一段。
Verse 14, the last part.
第14节的最后一句。
Be patient with everyone.
要向众人忍耐。
And verse 15, seek to do good to one another.
第15节, 或是彼此相待，或是待众人，常常要追求良善。
You know, if we are to be a thriving and a healthy spiritual family,
如果我们希望这个教会，就是这个属灵的大家庭，能够兴旺，
our greatest need is to have patience with one another.
我们最需要的是彼此，是忍耐。
One time I told Elder Chu,
有一次我对朱长老说,
You know what I love about the church, Elder Chu?
你知道教会里我最喜欢的是什么?
He said, What?
他问我什么?
I said, I love the people.
我说人。
I love the people.
我爱这些人。
I said, But you know what?
但是你知道吗?
I said, Do you know what I hate about the church?
你知道我 教会中我最恨的是什么呢?
And he smiled.
他就笑了。
Because he knew.
因为他知道。
Yeah, I said the people.
我要说什么? 就是也是人。
People are so hard to work with. Isn't that true?
要跟人相处的确不容易。
It's very easy to feel that way about church.
我们很容易。 对教会的弟兄姐妹产生这样的想法。
That's why we need a great deal of patience.
这就是为什么我们最需要的就是向众人忍耐。
Patience is also translated as long suffering.
忍耐这个字有的时候被翻译成长期受苦，但是能持久。
To suffer. Long.
受苦而且是长期的。
Really, it's to hold your temper long.
意思就是说要一直的保持一个温和的态度，不发脾气。
And then verse 15 says, seek to do good to one another.
第15节告诉我们，常要彼此相待，或是待众人都要。
There is a cure for you when in your heart you hold a brother or a sister in disdain or almost to the point where you're so annoyed at that other person. There's a cure for that.
如果现在在你内心里对某位弟兄或姐妹，你心里有怨恨，或者是annoying，或者觉得他很烦人。 的话
，There's a cure.
那么有可以有一种有一个解药可以
帮助。And the cure is not to avoid them.
那么这个解药不是说就对这样的人敬而远之。
That is the human way. That is the worldly way to deal with people. To just avoid them. They're over there. I stay over here.
这是人的方式，这是世界的方式，就是对你所不喜欢的人，你敬而远之。
God's word says here,
神的话说
seek to do good to them.
是说你要你要对他们要善待他们。
This word seek really could be translated as.You are striving to do.
那么这个字眼可以被翻译成你要向他们竭力行善。
Without hesitation.
毫无犹豫。
To set something into rapid motion.
加快你行善的速度。
So let's take this last moment to think about this.
所以我们现在花一点时间来想这一点。
Who is a brother or sister in the church of God who you may be avoiding today because they bring you frustration and annoyance?
在教会里头现在有没有哪一位弟兄或姐妹你对他是采取一种疏远的态度的，因为你觉得他常常给你带来烦恼，或者让你觉得很受挫折。
Yeah. I see some of you writing. Just cover it up. Make sure no one else sees that name. There might be someone right next to you. Just cover it up. Or maybe you keep writing because there's a lot of names there. And when you think of them.
当你想到这样的人的时候
Are you willing to long suffer like Christ for them?
你愿意不愿意学习主耶稣基督为众人受苦的榜样
And how can you think of striving to do good to them?
你能不能想出什么样的方法来竭力的向他们行善。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
in the world,
在这世界上
when we face problems with people,
当我们遇到人的问题的时候
we can easily just break away from them.
我们很容易就跟他们分开离开他们。
We leave.
我们离开他们离开了。
We avoid.
我们躲开他们
we split off.
我们分裂分散
And when we live like the world in our mind, that's what happens in the church.
如果我们用世界的方式来过教会的生活的话
You will avoid certain brothers or sisters.
你就会躲开某些弟兄或姐妹
You will split off from them.
你就会跟他们分裂。
But the word of God shows us that if we are to be a spiritual family and a healthy one,
但是神的话是这么说的，如果我们想建立一个健全的属灵的教会的大家庭的话
we cannot live like the old man we used to be.
我们不能再像我们得救以前的那样的人来过日子。
The more you allow your old self to live,
如果你越让你的老我在你的活着
the more you let your old man continue to be your ways of living today as a Christian,
如果你越让你的旧我那个旧人过教会的生活。
That will destroy the church.
那么那就会毁灭破坏这个教会。
A healthy church
一个健全的健康的教会
is pursuing to live out the new life of Christ.
所追求的是从主那边 得到的新的生命的生活。
Always allow the gospel to transform you.
总是要喜欢，总是要让圣经来改变我们。
And Paul says, "See, that is what makes the right relationships for a healthy church."
那么保罗告诉我们，这样我们才能够建立一个有正确的关系的教会。
The right relationships with your leaders.
跟你的领导，属灵上的你的领导人关系和睦。
And the right relationships with one another.
还有跟其他的弟兄姐妹们关系和睦。
Do we want to be a healthy church or an unhealthy church?
我们要一个健全的教会或者一个不健全的有病态的教会呢？
Raise your hand if you want to be part of an unhealthy church.
如果你希望你的教会是不健全的，请你举手。
Amen, thank you. Raise your hand if you desire to be a healthy church.
如果你所渴慕的是一个健全的
教会 look around. Raise it high. Say amen. Yes, I want a healthy church. Yes. Then God has given us the ways to be a healthy church.
我们感谢神，他们他让我们看见要建立一个健全的教会的方式，应该通过什么样的方式方法。
Amen.
同意吗？
Amen. Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Thank you, Father, for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的话语。
Oh Lord, sometimes the challenge is really heavy.
主啊，我们承认你给我们的挑战有的时候是相当的巨大。
I feel sometimes when the word is preached, it just sucks the air out of the whole building.
我发现有的时候，当我在传讲你的话语的时候，这个教堂里的气氛好像突然就严肃起来的，凝结起来了。
But that means that your word always has something for us.
但是这也意味着你的话语里头带着对我们的某些教导。
Sometimes your word will really uplift us.
有的时候你的话语鼓舞了我们。
And sometimes your word will really speak into us and need to correct us.
有的话语你有的时候你的话语让我们扎心你的话语在纠正我们的过失。
But today may we not leave here and just hear your words.
今天求你帮助我们不只是坐在这儿听你的话。
But by your grace.
而且能够因为你给我们的恩典恩惠
now we live out and apply your words.
我们能够在生活上能够具体的实践出你的教导
In Christ's name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.